Alright guys, welcome to yet another episode. Wow, it's actually so crazy how many episodes I've done already. It doesn't feel like I've been doing this for that long, but somehow at the same time, it feels like I've been doing it forever. This podcast is literally just a form of self-care. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, like half of the time when I start these episodes, I have no idea where they're going to take me, where we're going to go with it. And today was one of those days where I was like, I'm craving to talk about something. It feels like I have something that I need to get off my chest, but I don't know what. I don't know what topic I want to get into. So of course, I turned to Instagram and I asked you guys if you had any questions or any topics that you wanted me to discuss. And as you can see from the title, we are talking all about being sexy and sexiness and being sensual and connected to yourself and your body. Once I saw this topic request, I was like, okay, this is it. I don't even really have to think about anything else because this is exactly what I want to talk about. If you guys have been keeping up with past episodes, then you know I have struggled with anxiety. I dealt with binge eating, body dysmorphia, just poor relationship with myself overall, very poor self-esteem, and not really knowing how to love myself at all. And so not feeling sexy is very familiar to me. For the longest time, I had no idea what that even meant or what that felt like or what that looked like. I saw it in other people. I saw it on Instagram a lot. I saw it walking the streets. I saw it in friends even, but I never saw it in myself. I never saw that when I looked in the mirror. So that's kind of what I want to talk about today, I guess. I'm going to start off with kind of like why I think a lot of women don't feel sexy, and where that could stem from and how we can connect with ourselves a little bit more and basically channel that, because it's all inside of us. We all can feel sexy, and it's just something that's going to take work. And I read something recently that I was like, wow, I resonate to this. It says feeling sexy validates yourself without the need for someone else's approval. And like I said, for the longest time, I was constantly like wondering what that even means. Like, what is the definition of sexy, right? I could see it in other people, but I didn't know what that meant. And I think that that's it. It's feeling so connected and so sure of yourself that you can walk into the room and you don't have to know or think or overthink what other people are thinking about you or your appearance or the way you speak or your opinions and thoughts and all these other things. You are so sure and you're so happy with it and you're so comfortable within yourself that to the outside world, it's sexy because you're not wondering, you're not looking for anyone else's approval. You're not asking how someone else feels about you because the way you feel about you is enough for yourself. And I hope that makes sense because that quote really, really resonated with me. And I was like, wow, I spent my entire life looking for other people's approval. When I was in a 6-year relationship, rarely did I feel sexy. And it's because I was constantly looking for validation from him, and it wasn't for me. I didn't take time to build and cultivate a relationship with myself, and the relationship that I did have was poor. I mean, I was so down on myself. I was my own worst enemy in my head. And I think like this last year, as you guys know, like I've gone through therapy and I've really, really put the time and effort into building a better relationship with myself. And I can genuinely say, like, I have never felt sexier. And I haven't, you know, my appearance hasn't changed. Nothing in my life has really changed all that much over the last 2 years, besides just working on my mind, working on being kinder to myself. It's so weird. Like, I've never been able to look in the mirror and be like, yeah, you look cute. Like you're allowed to feel yourself. I had moments like that. I had moments, but they were so rare and they were constantly tied to, like, you know, if I was at my thinnest and if I had makeup on and if I was just looking my best. Like my body was looking its best and my face was looking its best. And when that's when I would have small moments where I'd be like, okay, yeah, you're sexy. You're sexy. And then those would be so fleeting. Like I would go to a bar with like my girlfriends, and if I didn't get the validation that I so desperately craved in my head from the people at that bar, any feeling of sexiness would just disappear. And again, nothing in me has changed, right? It was just that I was putting all of my self-worth and giving up my power to feel sexy to other people, for them to tell me, you know, how I feel. And on top of that, it's so funny like to even think back to those moments, because it's like, you know, if you walk into a bar and you see a cute guy and maybe he doesn't reciprocate, there are so many reasons other than you're not attractive. You know, like he could just be there with his friends. He could have a girlfriend. Like there are so many different things. And this is just one scenario that I think a lot of women run into, right? Where they'll want that validation from this stranger that they don't know, and then they don't get it. And then all of a sudden, all of their confidence just disappears. And it's like your brain goes to worst case scenario. Your brain goes to, oh, well, he didn't find me attractive, therefore he doesn't want to talk to me. It doesn't even try to entertain any other options, right? Any other options that are so valid and so real, and there's such a huge possibility of them happening, but you just right away go to worst case scenario. And I think you can fake sexiness, but it's also really easy to spot it. Like I've talked about in many other podcast episodes, when I first started therapy, the first thing I asked her was, please just teach me how to be confident, because I thought if I was confident and if I could present confidence to the world, then, you know, I always knew that confidence was found to be attractive, right? If you ask any guy, what do you find most attractive about women, or what's a quality that you look for in a girl, they'll all say, or most of them will say, like confidence. If she's confident, if she just owns, you know, whatever it is, like that's already attractive. That's already attractive enough for me to be interested. So I just remember that being like ingrained into me. So I would always just try to channel confidence and try to fake confidence and the whole fake it till you make it thing. And it's so easy to spot. It's so easy to spot a person who's unsure of themselves and are looking for you to tell them, you know, what you think of them. And then they base their own value off of that. Because you just crumble. Like the second that you don't get the validation that you need, everything that you built that was so fake, it crumbles, you know? So really feeling sexy is validating yourself. It's validating your own personality. It's validating your own looks. It's telling yourself, like the only person that you have to convince that you are sexy is you, literally. It all starts with building a better relationship with yourself, like I said. And you can do that through journaling. You have to do that through neutral thoughts, as I've also talked about this on this podcast before. You're not going to jump from feeling insecure in your body to then overnight loving yourself. It's impossible. But your brain is a muscle, and you can train it to think differently. You can train it to slowly but surely switch your outlook towards yourself. And you do that with neutral thoughts. This is like the biggest thing that helped me and what I learned in therapy. Basically, I would go from, I hate my body, I'm ugly, to my body does so much for me. My body allows me to hike. My body allows me to have great food and to travel and to build meaningful relationships. My body allows me to have experiences in this world. And those are all positive things. Those are all things that I could fully believe about myself. And then I tried to slowly but surely, you know, work my way through things again that I could believe about myself and find things that I like about myself. And even if it felt unnatural to say them out loud, I would, or to journal about them, or to, you know, look in the mirror and just repeat them to yourself as you're looking yourself in the eyes. I know that it sounds weird and it sounds uncomfortable, but it helped. I would say, like, I have pretty eyes. I like my green eyes. And if that felt unnatural to me, I actually started off by saying, I have the same eye color as my mom, and I love my mom's eyes. So it was so easy for me to kind of jump from that to then saying, taking that part out and just saying, I love my eyes. I love my eyes. And then slowly but surely work my way through kind of my entire body, right? You don't have to think that you're the most beautiful person in the world to love yourself and to find yourself worthy of love from other people. I think social media is one of those things that's really, it really affects other women's self-esteem. And it's so sad to think that, because I know that there are so many young girls who log online and are, you know, comparing themselves to models, to influencers, to people who use Photoshop, to people who starve themselves. Like, there are so many things that you don't see behind the scenes. And you are comparing your day-to-day life, you know, your day-to-day body to highlight reels, to people who are taking pictures at their absolute best. And I'm an influencer. I've been there. I know what that's like. I know that there are hundreds of pictures of me when I take, you know, during like quote unquote photo shoot, and I'll pick the best one, because that's just, that's the world we live in. And that's something that I think we are trying to work through. People are trying to be more realistic. People are trying to be more aware of the impact that it has, you know, only sharing your best self. This was actually a big reason why I, you know, took a step back from the fitness industry, because I just realized like how body focused it was. I don't know. I guess I just got tired of it. And I felt like there was just so much more things that made me who I am and that made me love myself. And focusing so much in my appearance just wasn't it. And it wasn't cultivating a good relationship with me, for me, I guess. But yeah, I think social media, for the most part, like especially if you are following a lot of people who are, you know, traditionally considered beautiful, it can be really triggering. It can be really painful. So taking time off of social media, if you find yourself to be in a vulnerable position where, you know, you are kind of down on yourself, just take a break, just turn it off, delete Instagram, go for a walk outside, realize that because you're seeing it online, right? You're seeing all these beautiful people online. It almost feels like you are in the pool with them when they're all so close to you. But in reality, if you take yourself outside of the social media world and just disconnect for a little bit and like walk around the streets and go to the park, and you start to realize that you are surrounded by normal people, people that you can relate to, people that look like you. And there's power in that, you know, because again, I think that social media makes it feel like just you're not good enough, that you are never going to get to this level, and that everyone around you is there, when in reality, it's a very small percentage of people who look perfect, and they only look perfect online. That's like the most important thing to remember. And everyone struggles regardless of what they look like, but I think it's really important to disconnect every once in a while and to just filter who you follow and the message that you're hearing. And I mean, I really had to do that for myself. And yeah, I think feeling sexy is also important when you're, especially when you're like in a relationship or if you're dating, right? If you're dating someone new, like it feels so scary. And when you don't feel sexy already, like it almost feels, what's the word that I'm looking for? Like there's just this added layer, and all you're thinking about is how you're coming off to the other person, when you should be focusing on, like if you're super sure of yourself, right? All you should be focusing on is, do I like this person? How do I feel about them? Versus how do they feel about me? Oh my God, I need to impress them. Oh my God, I need to feel sexy. I need to be sexy. I need to like exert that energy. And it's funny, the more you think that way, the less sexy you feel, but the more you let it go, the more sexy will come off to them, like I promise you. just owning who you are. It's really hard, of course, but doing little things for yourself and realizing that like you are so, so worthy of love. I also found another thing that really made me feel more sexy is taking risks and kind of just doing things outside of your comfort zone, because staying in your comfort zone is so nice and it's so easy, but the more that you put yourself out there in situations that could go either way, you're going to always walk away with some sort of takeaway. If you put yourself out there in some sort of situation and it goes your way, you will build confidence in yourself because you're just going to say, oh, hell yeah, I did something that was scary and it worked out. And if the opposite happens and it doesn't work out, you will walk away saying, hell yeah, I did something and I learned from it. And next time that I do it, it's not going to be as scary because I've already done it and it already turned to shit and I still survived and I still got through it. You guys get what I'm saying? It's like, no matter what, putting yourself out there is always going to be a positive takeaway. Maybe not a positive experience every time, but you will always be able to find a positive takeaway and you will always be proud of yourself. I remember like my move to LA was the scariest thing ever. It was so scary and I was so non-confident that everything was going to work out. And to this day, I look back and I'm like, that was a character building experience. That helped me become so much more sure of myself. And even though like there were so many moments that it was really low and it was really hard and I had no idea if things were going to work out, but even in those low moments, I was always like, wow, I'm so proud of myself for really just doing it, for moving across the country. And it doesn't have to be that big. It doesn't have to be some, you know, huge thing. It could just be like even talking to a stranger in a coffee shop or, you know, taking a class that you've been nervous about or picking up a new hobby and putting yourself out there that way, or just, you know, starting social media, starting to share something on social media that you've been wanting to share, but you haven't been because you're worried to be judged. So it's like little things like that, I think, it really help you build confidence in yourself. The only approval that you need is you. Your worst critic is you. You are living in your own head. So I think a lot of confident people, like every time that I meet confident women and I ask them, like, what is it? What is it? And they're just like, I just love myself. Like, that's it. I've learned to love myself. I've learned to accept the parts of myself that maybe I can't love, but I accept that they are a part of me and that they also make me who I am, because we're not perfect. No one is perfect. No one is walking around without some kind of issues. I don't know if issues is the right word, but you know, yeah, we all have issues. We all have issues. We all have things that are maybe not our best qualities, right? But accepting them and working on them. And the more that you work on them, the easier it'll be to live with them, I think. Also, just like self-care. Like if I'm ever really not feeling myself, like if I'm just down in the dumps, just really, you know, doing my hair and doing a good skincare routine and journaling and watching a good movie or a good TV show. Sex in the City, you guys, I know I've already talked about this in another podcast episode, but it's really changed like my perspective on like the world. Honestly, it's so much female energy that's so positive, and like they're all just dealing with their own shit, but like Samantha is just an idol. I mean, I admire to be as confident in, as she is one day. I used to be super uncomfortable about, I have two implants, two teeth implants. And I grew up with like a retainer that had two connecting teeth on them. And it was, I had it all throughout high school. So I could like pop in and out both of my teeth. And I just remember it being, like thinking that I will never be sexy. I will never feel sexy with two fake teeth. Like, it's impossible. And I would never tell anyone about it. I would never talk about it. I hoped that no one would ever know about them. And then when I finally got the actual, like, implants after the retainer and the teeth went on, I was still like, ooh, you can kind of tell that something is off. But I did not have the money to go and get them fixed. So I just kind of lived with them. And it's so funny, like the more that I lived with them, the more that I forgot about them. And the more that I forgot about them, the better I felt. And I just remember one day like telling a friend about my fake teeth and joking about them. And I was like, wow, I have really come to accept them, I guess, because the old me would never feel comfortable enough to talk about my two fake teeth or my two fake teeth that I used to be able to take in and out in the middle of the day. It was scary. But to be able to talk about it and to be able to joke about it was like huge for me. And now I've even made, like a few years ago, I made a video about it on YouTube and I was like, yeah, I got two fake teeth and I own it. I own it because it's so human to have imperfections. I think that's the word that I was looking for earlier. Like, it is so human. And this idea that we all have to be perfect in order to feel sexy is just so off and so wrong. I think, like, these little things, they make you you, they make you quirky, they make you relatable. And sexiness comes from that. Like, people want to feel connected to you. And if you're perfect, then, you know, that's great. Like, that's really nice to look at, but that doesn't give you a lot of stories. It doesn't make you funny or interesting. It just makes you perfect. And that's so, I don't know, that's so blah. So yeah, you just got to embrace it, whatever it is. And even if it's scary to talk about things that you might feel insecure about, sometimes talking about them just, like, gives you more power. Because you're like, you know what? I don't even care what this person thinks, because, like, I know that this is a part of me and it's okay. It's funny, I used to think that I would never start a podcast episode because I have a lisp, and sometimes it comes out. I think it just did. Usually when I pronounce my S's, and I also, like, learn to overcome that with YouTube, and now with this podcast too, I'm just like, yeah, I have a lisp, but so what? A lot of people do. And my lisp was because I grew up in Ukraine and I had to learn English at the age of 10. And that's a cool story. That's a story that I'm proud of. So this lisp just adds to that experience. That's how you got to look at things like that. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It felt like such a ramble. I don't even really know. I feel bad for my editor. Yeah. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and end it here. Like I said, I really hope that you enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you in the next one.